and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you on board with me this day. As we had a theme song playing for a few seconds there, it was by Gregory Stafford, followed now by Ramsey Lewis's Skippin'. You know, we really enjoy playing good music on this program. And from time to time, I also like giving you some sounds to enjoy that don't have anything to do with music. But, you know, you may kind of find them pleasurable, pleasant, soothing, satisfying, like this. You know what that's the sound of. Water. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. H2O. Doesn't that sound refreshing? Doesn't it sound somewhat invigorating? Does it kind of put you in the mood to want to get you a nice glass of clean, fresh water? Wow. I tell you what, it sure puts me in the mood for drinking some more water. Probably my favorite beverage of all. Sometimes I do want something different, but I do like me some water. Well, I would like to know, what do you think about water? Do you suppose you consider it your favorite beverage? Maybe your second favorite? Third favorite? I mean, think about it now. Think about all the different types of juices that we have. Think about, of course, water. Think about the different flavors of tea that we have. You know, don't just say tea. Think about the various flavors of tea. We have a million and one different flavors of tea. Which one do you like best, if any of them? Think about lemonade. And not only lemonade, but think about when you can go to those restaurants and now to the grocery stores, too, and buy different flavors of lemonade. It's not just that great traditional fresh squeezed lemonade from back in the day. It's that and much more. Think about milk, but not just milk. Remember, there's milk, there's chocolate milk, there's strawberry milk, there's vanilla milk. Think about all the different types of milk that we have. And all these other beverages that can be enjoyed. And of all that is all that are available, think about the beverages that you've drank. Orange juice, grape juice, apple juice, peach juice, strawberry melon. All the different types of juices that you have drank, and of all that you have drank, which is your favorite? All right, now I hear you all. Let's say non-alcoholic beverages. Non-alcoholic. What about apple beer? Root beer? All these different types of sparkling waters. Apple-flavored sparkling water. Of all the beverages you've ever consumed, which would you say would be your favorite? Now, I will say this. I do find myself wanting from time to time something sweet to drink. Sometimes I want milk, but of all the beverages I've consumed, the one that I really crave the most is water. The beverage that I prefer to have as the first beverage in my body at the start of the day is water. Sometimes I'm really in a mood for orange juice. But even then, I'll usually drink a little bit of water first. Well, you all know where this is heading. You know what I want to ask you? It is time for the WebMD water quiz. I want to ask you some questions about hydration. So, hopefully, you've been drinking so that, you know, the oxygen in the blood, well, the blood with the oxygen in it can flow better, help the brain perform better if you need to. While I'm telling you what we're getting ready to do, you can go ahead and do a few push-ups, do a few jumping jacks, do a little bit of stretching, something to get that blood flowing, 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 so that the brain performs better, better, better. So we can see how we do with this quiz. All right. Now, I may do true, false. I may do fill in the blank. You name it. But I want you to answer the question. Okay. And see how we do. Let's see how we do with this quiz. We'll have roughly 14 questions, thereabouts, you know, something like that. And let's just see how we do. So here's our first water question for the day. Is this statement true or false? You should drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. Now, some of you will recall that I've talked about this in the past. You'll recall, and you'll think about what I've said about that. The number of glasses needed per day. Okay, so again, is the statement true or is the statement false? You should drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be upset, but the correct answer is false. False, false, false. I know we've been hearing this for decades. You should drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. And some of you who were with me when I discussed this from time to time will recall what I've shared with you. Those of you who weren't with me at the time that I brought this up in times past, let me just share with you how I discovered. First of all, in all honesty, in my own mind, I just questioned that when I began hearing people say that. And I'm saying when I was about maybe 14 years old, thereabouts, and I kept hearing people saying, you should be drinking at least 8 glasses of water per day. And in the back of my mind, I was just wondering, do we really need that much water per day? 8 glasses? Well, I'm going to tell you how I came up with the answer as being, no, we don't need 8 glasses of water per day. The first time I figured it out, I was at a conference, and I kept hearing, you know, I started thinking about how people were saying you should be drinking at least 8 glasses of water per day. At this conference, they had several pitchers of water on the tables all day, every day. And I said, you know what? I should be drinking at least 8 glasses of water per day. I'm not sure of that, but they say I should be, so I'm going to see if I can do that now. This water is right here in front of me all day, every day. So I started going for it. First day, I think I did pretty good. I'll be honest with you, I didn't keep up with my count, or I just forgot how many glasses I actually drank from that morning till evening time, somewhere around 5, when the conference was over for the day. But I do know I did a good job of drinking, drinking, drinking. I was throwing down some water. That H2O was seeing my body all day. So it was over with. I went in there. It was time for the conference to end for the day. I went back to my hotel room. And I had taken a look at the menu. And I decided that on this particular evening, I wanted to eat in. I looked at that menu. I saw something on that menu that excited me. I don't remember what the menu, what that dish was, what that entree was. But I said, man, this really sounds good. So I ordered it. And I was just going to sit there, enjoy my meal while I watch some news and then maybe some Beverly Hillbillies, whatever. Yeah, I like the Beverly Hillbillies. And I was just going to enjoy myself that good meal, some good TV, relax a while, shower, get to bed at a good hour, and then just relaxing. I ordered that meal. I'm going to tell you, you know how a lot of times when people take the pictures of their dishes for the restaurants, the picture can often look so much better than the real thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, when they brought this dish up, it looked better in real life than I had seen it looking at the menu. It was smelling good. I'm telling you, it was smelling good. I said, oh, man, not only am I going to enjoy this, but I'm going to enjoy this more than I thought I would. I got myself in a relaxed position in my chair, had my dish on that table, and I was just smiling because I was going to enjoy every bit of that meal. I took the first bite. I'm telling you, it was better than I thought it would be. I was just as happy. Second bite, I felt full. Third bite, I felt real full. Fourth bite, I was stuffed and couldn't eat anymore. All that great meal, and I paid all that money for it, and I couldn't eat it. And I wonder, what in the world? What is wrong with me? I don't get full after four bites. What in the world is going on? Next day, I never did figure it out that night. I was really sad. I was really, really, really sad. I went from being very, very happy and thrilled to being very, very, very sad. Next day, I thought about how well I'd done with drinking my water the day before. And I said, I'm going to do at least as well today as I did yesterday. 8 glasses of water. I'm going to be drinking this water. It's right here in front of us again. I'm going to get mine. So here I am, drinking, drinking, drinking. Some of you have figured it out already. I couldn't eat dinner again. And I was asking myself the same question. What in the world is going on? I can eat dinner. That's what I do. I eat breakfast. I eat lunch. I eat dinner. Now, admittedly, I didn't eat a ton of food. I wasn't a real big guy. Not a real big guy now. But I did eat my meals. I wasn't able to eat my dinner. And I'm trying to figure out what is going on. What have I been doing different? I couldn't eat dinner last night. What have I been doing differently these last 2 days that I haven't been doing the days before and the weeks before? I wasn't having this problem up until now. And then it hit me. It was the water. I had drank so much water that I didn't have enough room in my stomach for the food that I needed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about water. We need water, but we need food too. And I figured it out. I said, okay, that is not correct. We do not need to be drinking 8 glasses of water per day. In fact, most of us probably need to avoid trying to drink that much water each day. Well, that was my conclusion. Back then, I guess that was what, 20? 30, no, that was a while back. Yes, I guess about 25 years ago, I concluded, nope, they're wrong. We do not need to drink 8 glasses of water per day. That's more than we need. Well, these experts are saying, with regards to this notion that we need to drink at least 8 glasses of water per day, this is what they say. There's no evidence to back that up. The Institute of Medicine recommends that men get about 125 ounces of water each day, and that women get 91 ounces of water each day. Now check this out. 125 ounces of water. Notice now, they're saying that men should get about 125 ounces of water each day. Women should get around 91 ounces of water per day. Now, notice that I emphasize the word get. Here's why. That 125 ounces of water for men, that 91 ounces of water for women, includes water from all foods and beverages. From all foods and beverages. So ladies and gentlemen, think about this for example. You cook some grits. And let's say you cook that grits. Let's just say you do it, you up early enough, you only cook for yourself for whatever reason. So you only had one serving. And let's say to cook that one serving of grits, you used 1 cup of water. 1 cup of water. The water that you put in that pot didn't disappear. That water is in the grits that you cooked. The water in the grits that you cooked counts towards the 125 ounces for men, the 91 ounces for women. The water that we need includes water from all foods and beverages. Most people get enough hydration unless they're exposed to heat stress or they're very active for a long time. So no, ladies and gentlemen, we do not need to be drinking 8 glasses of water per day. I'm trying to remember something. Well, we'll come back to it. In the meantime, okay, break time. If you did not have the opportunity to do some moving before we started this quiz, go ahead and do some during the break. Get that brain really functioning well so that we can all just help each other do well on the rest of this quiz. Here's the refreshing sound of that H2O. And I will be right back.